New Orleans parents with children in public schools already have to think about where they will go to school next year. That's because it's time to fill out the One App. The One application is a streamlined process for admissions at 74 New Orleans public schools. Parents and students can list up to 8 schools they prefer to attend. The One App process runs this week and next. Aisha Rashid with New Orleans Parents Guide is here to talk more about the One App and its impact on families. Welcome.
Thank you.
What is the goal of the One App and how does it basically work?
Well, basically, One App is a centralized enrollment process by which parents can make their choices known to the system of which schools they would prefer their children to attend. Before we had One App, parents did that individually, school by school, and One App takes that entire process and centralizes it based on what they want and based on the spaces available in those schools.
Do we have a sense of how many families carefully research all of the charter schools and public schools and have a strong preference for specific schools?
I mean, I think all families think somewhat about school choices. I think there's a wide variety of how much access parents have to information. It's part of the reason why we produce the New Orleans Parents Guide to Public Schools, to try to give more families more access, deeper information. People use word of mouth. People talk about the schools that they attended. Sometimes they look at the schools near them and they may not realize that they have options across town. Some families research for a year and think about it for a long time. And also there's annually a schools expo that is a kind of giant opportunity for families to come to one place. And even if they don't get a chance to go visit school buildings, they can ask their questions and really have an interactive experience.
Now, what happens if a family doesn't fill out the One App?
Right. So if your student is already enrolled in school and they want to stay at the school that they are at, they stay. If a student isn't enrolled in school and they are coming either into the city or coming into school age, you know, if they are a kindergartner, for example, if they don't turn in One App by the deadline, they're going to have to choose from amongst the seats that are available. It's much better for a family to participate before the deadline because it's when their options are the greatest.
The deadline is earlier this year because some of the most desirable schools are now included in the One App process. Which schools are we talking about and why weren't they included before?
Well, as some folks may know, we have two school districts operating in New Orleans, basically. We have the Recovery School District, which is the system that includes most of our schools, and all of the schools in that system are open access, meaning that they have to be open to any child. The OPSB schools have a variety of policies that they can follow. Some are open access, but some have historically had entrance requirements. Ben Franklin High School, for example, a school on the UNO campus, it's a magnet school that serves students who show academic prowess. So schools like that had not been part of One App in the past, in part because they weren't required to be. What happened this year is some schools that have some entrance requirements did choose to join. And in order to accommodate that, the Recovery School District created two application timelines that parents need to pay attention to. December 20th for schools that have selective admission criteria, and February 28th for all the schools that are open access.
So how might the One App change who gets into those more desirable schools?
I think that one of the things that it could change is more parents knowing about those schools as options because their information is being shared with a wide number of parents. So there's more people who might know about it. And I think that that will mean more students, you know, are saying, I'm going to take a shot and I want to try to go to this school that I desire and I would like. Right now, we have most of our schools are majority Black and poor, and a few schools are sort of more affluent families and trend more white. And I think that by having all schools participate in One App, we may be moving towards a place where we truly can make integration a reality in this city.
Aisha Rashid is with the New Orleans Parents Guide. More info on One App can be found at wwno.org.